This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Brian Smith, a well-known D.C. area DJ, walks home in the early morning hours from a Saturday night shift. He starts feeling he's being watched when two teens lunge toward him. He tries to defend himself, but the teens overpower him and beat him to a pulp. EMTs find him unconscious, severely injured, phone and wallet missing. He dies in the hospital after a week in a coma.
Nancy, the teens are suspected in three other robberies that same day and were found sleeping in the back of a stolen car. Smith's family is devastated by the loss, still grieving another death in the family. Smith's brother passed away from a brain aneurysm just 3 months ago in the same hospital where Smith died. Smith's mother, Lila Sandoval, is looking for justice, saying, quote, "They killed my son over a credit card with a very low balance and a cell phone. These people have taken away my whole entire life."
The teens, 14 and 16, now charged with three counts of robbery and assault. Police will upgrade those charges. William Milstead knows his application to lease a Florida home will be denied when the owner gets his background check. So Milstead comes up with a brilliant idea to get out of the background check requirement. He submits a letter from the, quote, "Florida Department of Law Enforcement," informing the realtor he's an undercover cop in the off-grid command unit and therefore cannot submit to a background check. Suspicious of all the errors in the letter, the realtor contacts police. Turns out Milstead has 13 prior felony arrests, 2 for impersonating an officer. Milstead, 64, arrested for the 14th time on charges of impersonating an officer. I don't think he got the lease. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A former Kentucky sheriff is facing a murder charge for the fatal shooting of District Judge Kevin Mullins. Sean Mickey Steins, once the sheriff of Letcher County, was indicted last week after allegedly gunning down Mullins in his Whitesburg courthouse chambers on September 19th. Authorities say Mullins, a 15-year veteran of the bench, died on the scene from multiple gunshot wounds. Surveillance video presented in court reportedly shows Stein shooting the judge at his desk, then firing again as Mullins fell to the floor. The footage left some in the courtroom visibly shaken. Investigators revealed that Steins attempted to call his daughter just before the shooting, but provided no clear motive. Mullins was unarmed, this according to police. Steins, who surrendered without resistance, has been jailed without bond due to the severity of the charges and concerns for public safety. He faces the possibility of the death penalty if convicted. In Memphis, a man tied to the tragic killing of rapper Young Dolph has avoided prison time, receiving probation instead. As Crime Online's Sydney Sumner tells us, the case continues to unravel details of a shooting that shocked the city and the music industry.
27-year-old Jamarcus Johnson has been sentenced to 6 years of probation after pleading guilty to aiding two men who killed rapper Young Dolph in November 2021. Prosecutors say Johnson helped his half-brother Justin Johnson and Cornelius Smith Jr. communicate while on the run after the fatal ambush at a Memphis bakery. Justin Johnson has since been convicted of first-degree murder and other charges, receiving a life sentence plus 35 years. Smith, who testified against him, claimed they acted on a $100,000 bounty allegedly arranged by Anthony Big Jook Mims, the brother of rapper Yo Gotti. Young Dolph, born Adolph Thornton Jr., was shot 22 times in broad daylight while visiting Makeda's Homemade Cookies, a favorite spot near his childhood home. The 36-year-old artist was in Memphis for a Thanksgiving charity event when he was killed. A philanthropist and independent music icon, Young Dolph left a lasting impact on Memphis. Fans turned the bakery into a memorial where murals and a street now honor his legacy. His 2020 album, Rich Slave, peaked at number 4 on the Billboard charts, cementing his influence in hip-hop. Jamarcus Johnson's sentence includes job training, drug testing, and community service. If completed successfully, his record could be cleared. Another suspect, Hernandez Govan, accused of orchestrating the killing, is set to face trial in March.
Though the case has seen progress, Young Dolph's loss remains deeply felt both in Memphis and in the entertainment world.
Thanks, John. Irene Fleming shares a home with a friend in rural Washington, southwest of George, around 5 p.m. She says she's going for a walk, caught on surveillance leaving the home on foot. Hours later, she calls her family saying she's in Wenatchee, Washington, an hour away by car. Irene never comes home that night. She stops answering calls. Over the next week, employees at several East Wenatchee grocery stores report seeing a woman matching Irene's description. Cameras cannot confirm that. Irene Fleming, 31, 5'1", 100 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. She has a septum nose piercing, wears clear frame glasses. Last seen wearing a brown jacket, blue jeans, brown boots. If you have info on Irene Fleming, please call Grant County, Washington Sheriff's 509-762-1160. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.